Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the October 7th, 2025 regular meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority Board. I'm Commissioner Myrna Melgar, chair of this board. Our vice chair is Danny Sauter. The clerk today is Amy Sayang. And I would also like to acknowledge Jaime Echeverri at SFCUP TV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, please call the roll and then make your announcements.
Commissioner Chan. Chan absent. Commissioner Chin. Chin absent. Commissioner Dorsey. Dorsey present. Commissioner Engardio. Engardio present. Commissioner Fielder. Fielder absent. Commissioner Mahmood. Mahmood absent. Commissioner Mandelman. Mandelman present. Chair Melgar.
Present.
Melgar present. Vice Chair Sauter. Sauter present. Commissioner Cheryl. Cheryl present. Commissioner Walton. Walton present. Chair, we have quorum. Also, for members of the public interested in participating in this meeting, we welcome your attendance here in person in the Legislative Chamber, Room 250 in City Hall. Or you may watch cable channel 26 or 99 or stream the meeting live at sfgovtv.org. For those wishing to make public comment remotely, the best way to do so is by dialing 415-655-0001 and when prompted, entering access code 2664-485-1332. And then press pound and pound again. You will be able to listen to the meeting in real time. When public comment is called for the item you wish to speak on, press star 3 to be added to the queue to speak. Do not press star 3 again or you will be removed from the queue. When the system says your line is unmuted, the live operator will advise that you are allowed 2 minutes to speak. When your 2 minutes are up, we will move on to the next caller. Calls will be taken in the order in which they are received. Best practices or to speak slowly, clearly, and turn down the volume of any televisions or radios around you. Public comment for items on this agenda will be taken first from members of the public in attendance in the Legislative Chamber and then afterwards from the remote speaker's queue on the telephone line. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. At this time, I'd like to excuse Commissioners Chan, Chen, and Fielder from this meeting. Before calling the next item, as Chair, I'd like to invoke Rule 3.26 from the Rules of Order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. Each speaker will have up to 2 minutes to speak on any given item. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 2, approve the minutes of the September 30th, 2025 meeting. This is an action item.
Okay, may I have a motion? Oh, I'm sorry, let's take public comment first. Sorry, Madam Clerk, go ahead.
Okay. Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 2? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for item 2.
Okay, public comment is now closed on this item. I saw Vice Chair Sauter raise his hands for a motion. May I have a second by Cheryl? Let's take a roll on this, please, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Dorsey? Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Engardio?
Aye.
Engardio, aye. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood, absent. Commissioner Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Cheryl?
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 7 ayes. The minutes are approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call item 3.
Item 3. Community Advisory Committee report. This is an information item.
We have Kat Siegel remotely, who is the chair of the CAC. And I want to note that Commissioner Chen has joined us. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thanks so much. Sorry, WebEx is giving me some trouble this morning. Good morning, Chair Melgar, Vice Chair Sauter, and TA Commissioners. At our September 24th meeting, the CAC unanimously adopted a motion of support for the Mission Bay School Access Plan fund release and allocation, with members and public commenters expressing enthusiasm about the project while also suggesting that Mission Bay's wide roads can accommodate wider bike and pedestrian paths than the current design, and encouraging the city to provide adequate space to minimize conflict points between pedestrians, bikes, and cars. The CAC approved the $6.6 million in Prop L funds and $1.1 million in Prop AA funds for 4 requests. One member had concerns about merchant impacts from the Japantown Buchanan Mall project and asked about the possibility of a mitigation fund. Several members expressed appreciation for the traffic signal upgrade project, noting specific intersections with missing pedestrian signals in their communities and noting that they're included in the project. The CAC also approved the OBAG and Prop K amendment for the Embarcadero-BART Northside elevator project with some questions from members about how the project cost was so radically different from initial estimates. We also voted in support of San Francisco's program of projects for the 2026 RTIP and authorizing the borrowing of up to $60 million through the TA's revolving credit agreement. That's all from me today, and I can answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Chair Siegel. I don't see any questions or comments from my colleagues. Let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 3, the CAC report? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Yes, there is. Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Ron Rubin in San Jose, and I would like to take this opportunity to commend the staff who are responsible for capturing what members of the public are saying at the CAC. This is truly remarkable. Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. There is no additional public comment.
Great. With that, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 4, reappoint Austin Milford Rosales and Naj Daniels as the District 6 and District 10 representatives, respectively, to the Community Advisory Committee. This is an action item.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have a senior program analyst, Amelia Wally, who's going to introduce this item. And then she will be followed by District 6 nominee, Austin Milford Rosales, who is here with us, and also District 10 nominee, Naj Daniels. Welcome, Ms. Wally.
Good morning, Chair Melgar and commissioners. The Transportation Authority has an 11-member community advisory committee with members serving a 2-year term. The board appoints individuals to fill any open seats, with each of the 11 commissioners nominating one member to the committee. Neither staff nor the CAC make recommendations on appointments. Applicants must be San Francisco residents, and they must appear before the board at least once to describe their interests and qualifications. There are 2 seats requiring board action today. The first is for District 6 due to the upcoming term expiration of the current representative, Austin Milford Rosales. Commissioner Dorsey has indicated that he would like to renominate Mr. Milford Rosales for the position. The second is for District 10. The prior representative, Najwanda Daniels, was automatically removed consistent with the Transportation Authority's administrative code after a number of absences. Commissioner Walton has indicated that he'd like to renominate Ms. Daniels for the position. And with that, I'm happy to take questions. Otherwise, we have both candidates in person available to speak to their interests and qualifications.
Ms. Wally, do the candidates want to address the commission?
I believe so.
Okay, great. So if we could start with Austin Milford Rosales. Welcome.
Hello, Chair Melgar and members of the commission. My name is Austin Milford Rosales, and I've served as the representative for District 6 on the SFCTA-CAC the past 2 years. The whole time I've lived in San Francisco, I've been an avid cyclist and transit taker. I don't have a car, so I experience all of our transit agencies, our bike lanes, our pedestrian spaces every day, every time I go anywhere this morning to get here. In addition, I studied engineering and public policy as an undergrad, and one of the highlights of my month is getting the large packet of information before this, parsing through it and figuring out what all is both impacting my district, the places I go, and the city as a whole. I'm very passionate about supporting climate goals and Vision Zero goals in San Francisco, and some of the best ways we can do these are improving our transit, pedestrian, and cycling spaces so that more people can get out of cars, which are both dangerous to individuals and to the environment as a whole, and experience our city in a healthier, more sustainable, safer way. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, Austin. I appreciate it. I don't see any questions or comments on the roster, so we will now hear from Naj Daniels. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Chair Melgar, Vice Chair Sauter, and TA Commissioners. I'm Naj Daniels. It is my pleasure to state that I am a San Francisco native, born and raised in District 10, and still lucky to live and work in District 10. I have been an avid rider of Muni throughout the city for many years. My professional employment as a union representative with SEIU 1021, which is one of the largest labor organizations here in San Francisco, allows me to have access and an understanding from the working class of city residents what concerns are presently related to traveling in San Francisco. We all need transportation to travel, whether commuting to work or participating in our daily life activities. Accessible, reliable transportation ensures that we all can actively participate. And I am excited to take part in this work to make travel safer, healthier, equitable, and easier for all of San Francisco. I thank you for my consideration of reappointment to the Transportation Community Advisory Committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your service, Ms. Daniels. So I see that my, I think you can sit down, thank you. My fellow commissioners wanna say a few words. Commissioner Walton, please.
Thank you so much, Chair Melgar, and I'll be brief. I just wanna thank Ms. Daniels for, one, continuing to want to serve in this role. I know how much time you spend fighting for workers and workers' rights here in the city and for our entire community as well. But also just want to emphasize the importance of your consistent voice on this body. You are someone who knows your community, and I just appreciate the fact that you still want to lend your time and your assets to serve in this role. So looking forward to making a motion or supporting a motion to reappoint Ms. Daniels. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Walton. Commissioner Dorsey?
Thank you, Chair Melgar. I want to thank both nominees for their willingness to serve in this role, but as a fellow non-car owning, bike riding, and transit taking SOMA resident, I particularly want to express my gratitude to my nominee, Mr. Milford Rosales, for his dedicated and attentive service on the CAC, and just thank him again for his willingness to do this. I'm delighted to reappoint this up-and-coming transit and political activist so he can continue bringing his passion and knowledge to this body in representing District 6.
Thank you so much, commissioners. Madam Clerk, let's go to public comment on this item, please.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 4, District 6, and District 10 reappointments? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment is now closed. I heard Commissioner Walton make a motion. Is that right?
Thank you so much. I would like to make a motion to reappoint both Najwanda Daniels and Austin Milford Rosales to the Community Advisory Committee.
And seconded by Commissioner Dorsey. Let's call the roll, please. I note that Commissioner Mahmood has joined us as well.
Commissioner Chin? Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey? Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingardio?
Aye.
Ingardio, aye. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman?
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill?
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 9 ayes. The motion is approved.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Please call item 5.
Item 5, state and federal legislation update. This is an information item.
Okay, welcome.
Good morning.
We are joined by Amber Crabb.
Good morning, Chair and Commissioners. So the first year of the legislative session is almost over, and there is an October 12th deadline for the governor to either veto or sign bills, or they become law. So as the chair and the executive director reported last month, I'm very pleased to announce that the Cap and Invest program has been extended. This was a top legislative priority for us, and it was really necessary in order to stabilize and increase revenues for the through the Cap and Invest program, as well as enable long-term funding commitments, which we are, especially for the transit programs. So our priorities have always been to maintain and increase funding for both transit capital and operations, and then also seeking state contribution to the portal project. So the new expenditure plan is similar but not identical to the prior one. The program was extended to 2045 with a new expenditure plan starting on July 1st of 2026. The new plan takes $1 billion off the top for high-speed rail, another $1 billion off the top for legislative discretionary projects, and then about $2 billion or up to that around spread around a number of different continuously appropriated projects, and that includes the transit and intercity rail capital program at $400 million, and then the low carbon transit operations program at $200 million. So it wasn't referenced in the new expenditure plan. We were seeking a set aside of what we're calling bookend funding for to help with the portal, and we'll be continuing to work at the state level to try to secure funding from the high-speed rail pot or from another state source for the project. So with respect to other legislation, since we published the packet materials, I'm pleased to report that two bills have been signed into law that we had support positions on. The first is Assembly Bill 1085, and that's a bill from Assemblymember Stephanie to prohibit the manufacture and sale of devices that shield license plates from being read. And then also approved was Assembly Bill 1532, and this bill would, among other things, extend the expiration date of the TNC Access for All program through 2032. We are still awaiting action on the other two bills we have support positions on, both by Senator Wiener. The first is Senate Bill 63, which is the authorization for regional transit revenue measure, which we're watching very closely. And then the second is Senate Bill 71, which, among other things, would extend environmental review exemptions for certain sustainable transportation projects. So as I said, the governor has until October 12 to act or the bill becomes law. This is an information item, but I am available to answer any questions. Online is Mark Watts, our state legislative advocate, and Martin Ray is also in the audience from Transportation Authority staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Crabb. I don't see anyone on the roster with questions or comments, but I do want to say thank you for following all of these efforts closely, as they're super important right now. Let's go to public comment on this item, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 5? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call item number 6.
Item 6, amend the Prop K standard grant agreement for the Mission Bay School Access Plan to allow $30,000 in funds held in reserve for implementation of plan recommendations to be used for additional planning and outreach. Release $30,000 from the reserve and appropriate $20,000 in Prop K funds with conditions for the plan. This is an action item.
Thank you. We are joined by Mr. David Long.
All right. Welcome. Thank you, Chair. SFGov TV, I am sharing slides. All right. As Chair mentioned, I'm David Long, Senior Transportation Planner with the Transportation Authority. I'm going to present today a brief project update on the Mission Bay School Access Plan and an accompanying action item. For some context, this project was funded by Commissioner Dorsey's office through the Transportation Authority's Neighborhood Program. The purpose and motivation was to make sure that students, staff, and caregivers can reach a new school that Mission Bay is a new school that the San Francisco Unified School District is building in Mission Bay. So our core study goals are safety, connectivity, and accountability. And the scope that the study is tasked with is to identify key barriers to walking and rolling to the new school and then figure out ways to mitigate those barriers. Where we are in our study process is we have completed two rounds of outreach and brought draft recommendations out to the community for feedback. Our first round of outreach, photo which you can see here, was focused on asking community members where they might experience barriers accessing the new school site. We combined what we heard in that first round of outreach with technical analyses like crash history to identify three priority barriers on which to focus solution development. You can see those highlighted in the map here, labeled A, B, and C. So together, the three of these form the full east-west corridor along Mission Bay Drive and Boulevard between 4th Street and 7th Street, passing north of the new school underneath I-280 and connecting over to 7th Street. Our next step was to develop several potential solutions to these community-identified barriers, which you can see here, described at a very high level. I will note that there's a lot more detail about these barriers, including detailed maps of what the sort of conceptual designs could look like on our project website at sfcta.org/mission-bay-school if you want to see more. The high-level takeaway, though, is that our recommendations for areas A and C were really well received by community members. Our recommendation for area B, we got some feedback that community members would like to see if there's ways to incorporate additional pedestrian improvements. So for next steps, we're really happy to share that our partners at SFMTA are moving forward with those recommendations at areas A and C in the very near term. So they are putting together a project team right now, and community members can expect that to be launched imminently. Those processes will include additional opportunities for public input, but the goal is to have solutions in the ground by the time the school opens next year. For area B, we are hoping to design new roundabout concepts, or really revise our draft recommendation based on the feedback that we heard and see if we can incorporate some additional pedestrian amenities within the draft recommendation. And in order to do that, we're asking the board today to release $30,000 of the project funds that are currently held on reserve to allow us to do that additional design, evaluate up to two new roundabout concepts, and then bring those revised concepts back to the community for additional feedback early next year. All of this will wrap up with a report to the SFCTA board in the spring. So last slide, again, just briefly, the action today is to release $30,000 of the project funds held on reserve. This does not change the overall cost of the project, but it will allow us to analyze potential modifications to the draft roundabout recommendation based on community feedback and conduct additional community outreach. All of this will be captured in a final report to the board in the spring. With that, I will conclude my presentation and I'm available to answer any questions.
Okay, I see a comment here from Commissioner Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Melgar. I just wanted to thank staff for their continued work on the Mission Bay School Access Plan. For the last year and a half, my office and community stakeholders have been engaged on a thorough assessment of the safety and access needs in the area, which is, you may have seen, will officially be opening next year, the school. There's a lot of excitement about that. This project has been a very collaborative and thoughtful outreach and planning process, and I believe it's appropriate to shift a small amount of capital dollars over to the planning and outreach phase as we continue to narrow down on proposed recommendations. So thank you again to staff, particularly David Long, for all of the work so far. Thanks.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't see anyone else on the roster, so let's go to public comment on this item, please.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 6, the Mission Bay School Access Plan? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Yes, there is. Going to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Thank you. 2 minutes begins now.
Thank you. This is Roland O'Brien, San Jose again. So very briefly, what I'd like to do is to reiterate the comments I made at the CAC, and specifically the issue of multiple Caltrain tracks, and actually there's going to be one additional Caltrain track if the DTX proceeds as currently designed, and being so close to this beautiful new school. And the comment I made is that it is critical that moving forward, we advance the Pennsylvania Avenue extension. Because if we do, by the time the train tracks reach 7th Street, they will be 60 feet below ground. At that point in time, we'll be able to reconnect Mission Bay Drive. We'll also be able to reconnect at King Street, at 7th Street. And we will eliminate any kind of issues with children and bikes and pets trying to cross the 7th Street area, which is where the Caltrain tracks used to be. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. There is no additional public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Commissioner Dorsey, would you like to make a motion?
Thank you. I would like to make a motion to approve this item.
Great. May I have a second? By Chen. I think we can do the same house, same call, Madam Clerk.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it is approved, same house, same call. Let's go to item 7, please.
Item 7, allocate $6,606,363 in Prop L funds with conditions and allocate $1,100,000 in Prop AA funds with conditions for 4 requests. This is an action item.
Okay, we have Ms. Rachel Seberg here to present. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Melgar and Commissioners, SFGov. I'm sharing my slides. This presentation includes allocation of $6.6 million in Prop L funds for 3 requests and $1.1 million in Prop AA funds for 1 request. The first request is from SFMTA for $1 million in Prop L funds for the traffic signal hardware replacement. This request will fund the replacement of about 98 traffic signal controllers manufactured between 2012 and 2018 with a known firewall-related security vulnerability. In 2018, city staff discovered a vulnerability with signal controllers that could allow signal outages to occur under certain conditions. Controllers manufactured in 2019 were thoroughly tested and found to address the vulnerability. Following a widespread signal outage in 2022, SFMTA signal shops identified approximately 350 traffic signal controllers that still needed replacement. In 2024 and 2025, 252 controllers were replaced using about $2 million in Prop B general funds and other SFMTA funding. So this request will fund replacement of the remaining 98 controllers with a firewall vulnerability, preventing further signal outages due to the security vulnerability. The next request is for $5.3 million in Prop L funds for SFMTA's Traffic Signal Upgrade Contract 35. This request will leverage $12.3 million in general obligation bond funds to fund construction of traffic signal-related upgrades at 17 locations across the city, including new pedestrian signals, accessible pedestrian signals, higher visibility 12-inch signals, and left-turn signals. 8 of the intersections are located on the Vision Zero High Injury Network, which encompasses the pedestrian, bicycle, and vehicle high injury corridors. And these signal upgrades will improve accessibility and safety for all street users. The last request from SFMTA is for $261,000 of Prop L Neighborhood Transportation Program funds for design and construction of the West Broadway Tunnel Safety Project. Requested by Vice Chair Sauter, this project aims to address vehicle speeds and pedestrian safety concerns on Broadway Street, the primary arterial street between North Beach and Chinatown and the western parts of the city. Specific improvements include restriping vehicle traffic lanes to a narrower width to encourage lower vehicle speeds while maintaining 2 traffic lanes in each direction, installing a speed feedback radar sign facing westbound traffic at Larkin Street, adding playground warning signs and speed limit signs between Polk Street and Larkin Street, upgrading the traffic signals at the intersection of Broadway and Larkin with larger, more visible lenses, and adjusting the timing to slow the progression of traffic entering the tunnel, and finally adding bike parking at Broadway and Polk, along with turn calming at Broadway and Larkin. Community outreach will be conducted in partnership with Vice Chair Sauter's office, who recently coordinated a community walkthrough to inform this funding request. Additional outreach to the community will be performed by SFMTA staff during the design and construction phases through online surveys and informational mailers. And the last request is from Public Works for $1.1 million in Prop AA vehicle registration fees to construct the Japantown Buchanan Mall project. We also helped fund the design phase with $100,000 in Prop AA funds. This request will implement improvements to the Japantown Buchanan Mall on Buchanan Street between Post and Sutter Streets in the heart of Japantown. Improvements include repaving the uneven walkways, three new curb ramps, new trees and landscaping with culturally relevant plants, enhancing the existing historic public art, and installing new energy-efficient lighting. The recommendation does require an amendment to the Prop AA five-year project list to reprogram $700,000 from the completed Oakdale Lighting Improvements Phase 1 project to the subject request, which combined with the $400,000 already programmed for the requested project brings us to the $1.1 million recommendation. The $700,000 from Oakdale Lighting consists of $450,000 originally programmed to Oakdale Phase 1 but not needed, and $250,000 of further cost savings resulting from bid savings, unspent contingency, and a change order for quantity adjustments. Phases 2 and 3 of Oakdale will be advanced and made design ready with other sources, such as the Prop L Equity Priority Community Program funds, which would set these phases to compete for future Prop AA cycle funds. And with that, I can take any questions. We also have project managers from Public Works and SFMTA available. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Seberg. I don't see, Commissioner Sauter.
Thank you. I just want to appreciate in particular the work on the Broadway Tunnel that we've been doing together. It's a high-speed area where the cars come out of the tunnel and then are greeted by a playground and a preschool and then a busy section of shopping on Polk Street. So I think it's going to really make a big impact. It's been a great process so far, working with a lot of neighbors and parents in that community to shape it and improve it. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I don't see anyone else on the roster. Madam Clerk, please go to public comment on this item.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 7, Prop L and Prop AA allocations? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Commissioner Sauter, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve item 7.
May I have a second, please? Chen? And I think we can do the same house, same call.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Madam Clerk, let's go to item 8.
Item 8, amend the One Bay Area Grant Cycle 2 project list and the Prop K Standard Grant Agreement for the Bay Area Rapid Transit District's Embarcadero Station New Northside Platform Elevator Project to reflect a new phased approach to project delivery. This is an action item.
Thank you. We have Ms. Wally again. Welcome.
Hello again. SFGov, I'm sharing my slides. Today, Commissioners, I'm here to present to you an amendment request from BART to update the One Bay Area Grant, or OBAG, Cycle 2 project list and the Prop K Standard Grant Agreement, or SGA, for the Embarcadero Station New Northside Platform Elevator Project. So a little bit of background before we get into the request. As the Congestion Management Agency for San Francisco, the Transportation Authority is responsible for prioritizing San Francisco projects for the OBAG County program. In 2017 and 2018, the Transportation Authority Board programmed just over $42 million in OBAG 2 funds to the 6 projects shown in Attachment 1 of your packet. This included $2 million for construction of BART's Embarcadero Station, New Northside Platform Elevator Project. In 2019, the board allocated $1 million in Prop K funds to help fully fund the project. The original scope included a new elevator at the north end of the Embarcadero BART and Muni Station in between the BART platform and the mezzanine area, as well as expansion of the paid area to include the new elevator, relocation of the east staircase, and expansion of the south staircase. The construction phase cost estimate at the time of approval of OBAG 2 was $15 million. There was a convergence of several factors that led to BART's reevaluation of their project delivery approach. For one, when the project was put out to bid in 2019, proposals came in significantly higher, 75 to 100% higher than the estimate. The pool of qualified contractors is limited, and location-specific restrictions were a factor as well. And then in 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic hit, and the project was further disrupted. All of these things contributed to higher cost and a funding shortfall. With those cost increases in mind, BART evaluated the project delivery approach and restructured it into two phases in order to enable delivery of benefits to the public sooner while seeking additional funds for the full scope. This phased approach enables BART to prioritize modernization of the existing elevator and widening the south stairs, along with relocation of the machine room in phase one using existing project funds. The estimated cost of phase one is just under $25 million, and all funds are secured. BART plans to advertise for construction by the end of the calendar year and anticipates phase one to be open for use by September 2029. BART would then implement the new Northside elevator along with development of a new machine room and widening of the north stairs in phase two when BART has secured additional funding. Phase two has an estimated cost of $30 million. Our recommendation is to amend the Prop K SGA and the OBAG Cycle 2 project list as requested to reflect the updated project name, scope, schedule, budget, funding, and deliverables for phase one. BART has submitted an amendment to the Transportation Improvement Program, or the TIP, to reflect the phased approach to the project. MTC staff is supportive of this request, and the MTC Commission is expected to approve the amendment later this month. With that, I'm happy to take any questions, and I will do my best to answer them. We also have BART grant staff and project managers here to address questions as well.
Thank you so much, Ms. Wally. I appreciate the presentation, and I appreciate how expensive things have come, and we had a pandemic with supply chain issues and high interest rates and all the things that have happened. Nevertheless, I do want to express disappointment I had hoped that we would replace, have a new elevator that went all the way up to the street level with gates so that people in wheelchairs and bikes wouldn't have to take two elevators. But, I'm glad we are repairing what we have, modifying, making things more modern. But nevertheless, I wish we were making progress for all this money. It's a lot of money. But with that, thank you. And let's go to public comment on this item.
On the motion, apologies. Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on the item 8, the BART Embarcadero elevator project amendments? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Colleagues, may I have a motion and a second to approve this item? Moved by Cheryl, seconded by Mandelman. And I think we can take the same house, same call. Thank you. The motion passes. Let's go to the next item, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 9, approve San Francisco's program of projects for the 2026 Regional Transportation Improvement Program, totaling $9,887,000. This is an action item.
Thank you. We are joined by Mr. Mike Bickford. Welcome.
Good morning. In SFGov TV, I am sharing slides. So the Regional Transportation Improvement Program, or RTIP, is a five-year investment plan for state transportation funds that are administered by the California Transportation Commission. As the congestion management agency for San Francisco, the Transportation Authority recommends San Francisco's program of projects to use these funds, and that's what we're here discussing today. This cycle, there are about $9.9 million available for programming. $494,000 of that is available for performing project delivery oversight and assistance on state-funded projects. These funds are split between the Transportation Authority and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, or MTC, as both agencies play a role in this work. That leaves about $9.4 million for capital projects. Our recommendations are not starting from a blank slate, however. In 2005, the Transportation Authority Board adopted a list of four RTIP priorities to help fund major capital projects in the Prop K sales tax expenditure plan. Over the last number of RTIP cycles, we have paid down these commitments, and now just the two shown on the slide remain. These commitments are of equal priority for our 2026 RTIP project funds. Since the Central Subway and Presidio Parkway contracts have all been awarded, we can't program RTIP funds directly to those projects and are meeting the commitments instead by funding other RTIP-eligible SFMTA and MTC projects. We worked with both SFMTA and MTC to understand which projects they may have that are ready to program this cycle, due partly to timing of when the funds will be available and when contracts must be awarded. SFMTA was not able to identify a project that could meet all of the CTC requirements for the 2026 RTIP. Therefore, we recommend programming the full $9.393 million to MTC this cycle. MTC will identify a project by its December timeline for commission action on the 2026 RTIP. Our recommendation also includes giving SFMTA priority for the first $9.393 million in the 2028 RTIP cycle with equal priority to SFMTA and MTC for any remaining funds. This slide shows the remaining RTIP commitments should the board approve this recommendation. And then in terms of next steps, the proposal to approve San Francisco's programmer projects is before the board today because we need to provide a final programmer projects to MTC by their October 31st deadline. And then final adoption by the CTC would occur in March. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, I see Commissioner Sauter on the roster.
Yes, thank you. Can you speak a little bit more about the why we weren't able to identify projects? And then also, just to make sure I have this right, that it seems like the intent here is that for the 2026 funding, MTC takes that lead, but then MTA gets priority in 2028. Is that right?
Yeah, I will go back a couple of slides just to show you the difference between so our current commitments are shown here with $31 million for MTC. So this recommendation would reduce our remaining commitment to MTC, but not our remaining commitment to MTA. In terms of finding an eligible project, the funds under consideration for this cycle are not available until 2029, 2030, and 2031, so a number of years in advance. There are also restrictions from the CTC that a contract must be awarded within 6 months of, the sponsor needs to request those funds in that year that's a number of years in advance, and then the contract that they fund with those funds needs to be awarded within 6 months after that and spent within 3 years. So there's kind of this window of time, and the project that MTA was interested in is already underway for mid-cycle maintenance of their light rail vehicles. So that wasn't a great fit with the contract. We do also want to emphasize that in past cycles, we have programmed a lot of funds to SFMTA for mid-cycle overhauls of their other vehicles in their fleet.
But it's not that we're missing out on funding. It's that we're basically, the timing works better.
Correct. Yeah. And so we do have these two commitments. So our recommendation is to pay down one of these commitments and leave the other static for the time being. And then in the 2028 cycle, our recommendation is to give priority to that SFMTA commitment.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is a confusing thing to explain. It does have to be approved by the MTC at some point as well. So thank you so much. Let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 9, the 2026 Regional Transportation Program? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Thank you. Public comment on this item is now closed. Colleagues, may I have a motion to approve this item, please? Mandelman and seconded by Walton. We do have to take roll as Commissioner Dorsey has stepped out for a minute.
Okay. On the motion to approve item 9, Commissioner Chen. Chen, aye. Commissioner Dorsey. Dorsey, absent. Commissioner Ingardio. Ingardio, aye. Commissioner Fielder. Fielder, absent. Commissioner Mahmood. Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman. Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar?
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Sauter, aye. Commissioner Sherrill? Cheryl, aye. Commissioner Walton?
Aye.
Walton, aye. There are 8 ayes. The motion is approved.
Thank you so much. Please call item number 11. I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Ms. Fong.
That's okay. Item 10, authorized borrowing of up to $60 million under the amended and restated revolving credit agreement with U.S. Bank National Association. This is an action item.
Welcome, Ms. Fong.
Oh, thank you so much. This is item 10. Cynthia Fong, Deputy Director for Finance and Administration. Approximately a year ago, this board had authorized the Transportation Authority to enter into a 3-year, $185 million revolving credit agreement with U.S. Bank. A revolving credit agreement is a direct loan with a commercial bank at a variable rate. This committee had also authorized a drawdown of up to $65 million from the revolver, and we had timely used those proceeds to help fund Muni's new light rail vehicles. Throughout the year, we've continued to monitor sales tax revenue. We've monitored our capital spending. We've monitored cash flows on a variety of projects for our project sponsors. We've also been meeting with our project sponsors on a monthly basis. Today, we are here before you again to set the borrowing limit and anticipate the need to draw up to $60 million as soon as November 2025 for this fiscal year to help fund some upcoming capital expenditures. At this point, we have identified the $60 million could be possibly used to finance major cash flow driver projects like the SFMTA's motor coach procurement, the BART's BART's next generation fare grades, and their core capacity fleet of future vehicles, in addition to other expenditure plan items. The current cost of borrow right now is 3.18%, and we've already budgeted this amount and the respective financing costs in our fiscal year 25-26 budget. At this point, I'd like to also remind you the flexibility of our short-term financial instrument like a revolver has helped us cover peak expenditures at various times. We were able to advance funds for various projects to deliver the benefit sooner to the public while minimizing our financing costs. With that, I'd like to conclude this presentation and answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Okay, I don't see anyone on the roster with questions, and I just want to express my gratitude, Ms. Fong, for always staying on top of it and giving thorough reports to this body and the CAC. Thank you. So with that, let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 10, the revolving credit agreement? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is remote public comment. One moment, please. Hello, caller. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Yeah. So what is it? We're taking loans out now, or what's going on? So we got a huge, huge deficit. Stepping outside here for a minute. But I don't think we should be taking loans. I mean, I think, you know, you should just call Larson and Conway and all them guys. Give me access to the bank. You know, private money's always good, right? So anyway, you guys, I need some money too, because my First Amendment rights were violated by the CPIG the other week, the two CPIGs. So I got to talk to Lurie about that. Lurie, you got to get on things and you got to dispose of the trash that's in our city. And I need to get something here too. My lawyers are like after me going, are you going to get muted again today? Are they going to hang up on you? I mean, what the fuck's going on with these guys? Okay, so I'll be back in. All right, bye.
There is no additional public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Colleagues, may I have a motion and a second to approve this item, please? Sauter and seconded by Mandelman. I think we can take it same house, same call as the last one. So this item is approved. Now let's go to item 11, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 11, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
Okay, colleagues, I would like to take this opportunity now to express appreciation on behalf of this body, the County Transportation Authority Commission, To our dear colleague, Supervisor Commissioner Engardio, as this is his last meeting as Commissioner of the Transportation Authority, during your term, you have focused on improving safety and access for pedestrians, cyclists, transit riders, and motorists in District 4, and advocated for multimodal connectivity citywide. You have supported local and regional investments funded by the Transportation Authority and served on the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District, representing San Francisco. As you oversaw the completion of the El Taravel project, which several of us celebrated with you in the community last year, we thank you for your service on the Transportation Authority, and we wish you all the best in your next endeavors. We do have a little something in appreciation of your service, which we hope you will accept now.
Chair, if I might also add appreciation for Commissioner Engardio's staff, everybody in the District 4 office, including Jonathan Goldberg, on behalf of our staff. Thank you.
Okay, I don't see anyone else on the roster. There is no one else, so let's go to public comment on this item, please, Madam Clerk.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 11? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Please, let's go to item number 12.
Item 12, public comment. Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 12? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Yes, going to the commenter now. Go ahead, caller. Your 2 minutes begins now.
That's all I get is 2 minutes. Oh, my God. I should have gotten like 8 minutes because I was muted last time. But, you know, we're going to take care of all those financials and everything. So transportation, man, I keep, you know, we keep stressing the whole thing about transportation. You guys got to take public transportation. Who can stand up and raise their Clipper card and be proud of it? Or who's driving in? What's going on with our garage? You guys got to practice what you preach. You guys really got to get this down because people don't care. They're still driving around in the streets, killing people with their cars. And, you know, scooters are out of control and not much has changed. And Lurie's, I don't know where he's like zooming around town and there's Rivian or whatever the fuck it is. But you guys really got to focus on people and their ability to get around town. Make it cost effective because some people just can't afford these bart fares, so you gotta be good. And by the way, you know, I could say fuck this, fuck that, fuck that, fuck this, whatever. It's my First Amendment. You should read the Constitution because your little rules do not supersede laws. Laws always supersede rules. So we gotta make sure city attorney and all them other people understand it because my attorneys will shred you like they'll peel you like an onion, man. You guys got no chance.
There is no additional public comment.
Okay. Thank you. Public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 13, adjournment.
We are adjourned. Thank you.